Take
Thank
one
you.
more item. We're going to go back to item 13 so we can get more proposals, and then we will take just a short break. So 13, is Andrew still here? Oh, there he is. Very good.
Thank you, and good afternoon again, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Director Kirschman has encouraged me to go through these quickly, so I will. So waterfowl I present every year, so it's much of the same, and there's not many recommendations. I do have a real quick PowerPoint presentation. It'll be four slides, maybe, well, no, excuse me, six slides, but we'll be very brief on it here. So Rocco Morano was going to present this, but he's actually at a flyway meeting right now, so I am covering for him. And Chris, it's good advance. Thank you. So how waterfowl are managed differently than a lot of the other game species in South Dakota is that they're jointly managed. There's kind of overarching regulations by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and that's where we have cooperative meetings to discuss recommendations, collect data, analyze data at various flyways. South Dakota is part of the Central Flyway, and that's where staff meet. And like I mentioned, Rocco currently is at one of those meetings out of state, discussing recommendations, analyzing data to develop for the next hunting season cycle. One of the pieces of data they collect that's very important is duck population numbers. They also evaluate survival with banding of waterfowl, but these results here are from May pond surveys and population monitoring of duck, 10 duck species. Their overall was a 0% change from 2025 or 2024 to 2025. You can see 33,988 going to 33,980 in 2025. But you can see within species, there were some increases and some decreases. So relatively stable. Long-term average, which is a really long data set, 1955 to 2024, only down 4%. Duck populations, waterfowl populations are well known to be driven by water, especially here in the prairie pothole regions, and have had relatively good water conditions in the last 2 years. So the federal framework, this is the overarching regulations that are imposed on us, and we can work within those regulations. So we can't exceed these, but we can be more conservative. I'll cut to the chase. With ducks, there's no changes. We don't recommend anything different. But with waterfowl, there are a few, or excuse me, with geese, there are a few areas where there are a couple recommendations to be more conservative based on data in South Dakota. So 74 exposure days for the duck season is permitted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and a 6 duck daily bag limit. That's made up of a variety of species. Again, no changes based on those population estimates, and I won't run through those all, but in the parentheses are the daily bag limits for species. And the slightly more complicated is for teal. There's an option for 2 bonus teal for the first 9 days of the regular season. Moving into the Canada goose population, because we have some more of those individuals that are residents to South Dakota, we get abundance estimates that are specific to South Dakota. That's this red line here. This is a 3-year rolling average that helps smooth out some anomalies. You can see a particular anomaly on the last 3-year average we had with that jump well above objective from 2022 to 2024. That was very likely a spurious data that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service identified, but they didn't resolve it and they kept that estimate high. And you can see we finally moved that with our most recent 3-year average between 2023 to 2025, moved back into objective range. So that importantly is going to be the thing that triggers the two recommendations that you see today. And that also is described fully in the Canada Goose Action Plan that either today or tomorrow would ask the commission to adopt with some slight changes to the decision support table based on these estimates. So, what is that specific recommendation? Well, now that we're within population objective, it moves into the moderate management recommendation. That would be a reduction in the daily bag for the two early Canada goose seasons. That's August management take during the month of August, and then September, early fall Canada goose season. So, daily bag goes from 15 to 8. and then also to close August management take in five counties in northeastern South Dakota: McPherson, Edmonds, Falk, Brown, and Spink. So with that, I can take any questions on the presentation, or I can roll right into the action sheets.
Questions? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move forward.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the first one, the duck hunting season, 4106-16, no recommended changes. Various zones and season dates are described there. I went through the duck daily bag. There is an option that's experimental in the central flyway right now that is a three splash option. That's to increase recruitment of waterfowl hunters. That allows the hunter to not have to identify the ducks in the air. They can harvest three ducks of any species. There's no limit. They don't have to count what type of ducks they have in their bag. So a little bit less of a barrier to get into hunting. The only thing I'll note of importance with requirements and restrictions is, hunters, please ensure that you obtain the state migratory bird certificate. That's an additional requirement in addition to the federal stamp and whichever license you need. No action there, so I can move into August management take. This one would require some action if the commission wants to move forward with this proposal. 4106-16. This is the August hunting season, August 15 to 31. The recommendation was to remove those five counties, Brown, Edmonds, Falk, McPherson, and Spink, and then to reduce that daily bag limit from 15 to 8. The administrative rule is pretty straightforward, all laid out there, just striking those five counties and changing 15 to 8. With that, can take any questions, but would ask if the commission agrees to take action to move this to a proposal.
Any questions from the commission? Again, if we move forward with this, it will put it up out for public comment with finalization in April. Seeing none, we do need a motion. Move to accept by Commissioner Whitmire. Is that a second? By Commissioner Teal. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So it will move forward.
Thank you. So moving on to the second item out of these nine items that would have some proposed action. Early fall Canada goose season. This one occurs right after the August management take, the month of September. Moving that daily bag simply from 15 to 8 with a possession limit of 24. Very simple change to administrative rule, but also in table one that outlines the decision support table. It's the green table, I think, on the next page right there. That's exactly what was updated in the Canada Goose action plan that hopefully commission will take action to adopt. Again, very slight change, the number 15 to 8, and with that would make that recommendation that the commission, if they agree, to move forward as a proposal.
Questions from the commission? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Nyberg. Seconded by Commissioner Cole. Questions on that motion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good.
All right. So the next two are goose hunting seasons. They round out our goose hunting season. The first one is probably what you'd call more of the traditional goose hunting season, 4106-16-07. No recommended changes. Limited to 107 exposure days for goose hunting, including youth hunting season. We'll remind the commission that unit three was removed, and that's just a slight typo on this map here. Unit three should not be referenced on this map, and we'll see if the previous action sheet has the correct reference for the boundaries, and that won't require any action, so we won't have to worry about updating that for finalization. Moving into the last goose season is spring light goose hunting season, also known as the conservation order, 4106-16. This is the spring, February 15th to May 15th season, where there's unlimited resident and non-resident hunting opportunity to work towards population objective of light geese. Number six, sandhill crane hunting opportunity. No changes to that, September 26th to November 22th. Three sandhill cranes, daily bag limit. Next season, that is a limited opportunity for residents. One of the few ones for waterfowl is tundra swan season, 4106-16 as well, the waterfowl chapter. 1,100 resident and 200 non-resident single tag licenses are available for that October 3 to January 8 season. Youth hunting season, number 8, no changes to that. It's just a two-day early duck season. Statewide, unlimited for residents. Non-residents are restricted to 100. Importantly, if a non-resident gets his license with changes that were made to the mentor hunting season, they can only hunt those 2 days. They then could not hunt the regular season. They would have to apply the regular non-resident hunter for the duck season. Finally, covering non-resident waterfowl hunting seasons, usually a lot of discussion on these. This year, no recommended changes whatsoever. There has been discussion about revisiting these in the future, but currently no recommended changes from the 6,300 non-resident licenses available. If on the next page here after these maps, I can just quickly point to below that table, outlines our statutory requirements of what we can and can't do with those non-resident license number changes. And with that, that would wrap up waterfowl, and certainly happy to take any questions, but no action needed at this time.
Very good. Any questions on these particular items? Seeing none, we appreciate the information. And I think what I'd like to do, we're going to take a 5-minute break. I would like to come back, and if time allows, hit on 15 and 16.